Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 31st of October, 2007. The one day a year when people can dress up as the opposite gender, as criminals or superheroes or evil witches or ghosts or devils. It's Halloween, one of the oldest holidays in the Western European tradition, invented by the Celts, who believed that Halloween was the day of the year when spirits and ghosts and goblins walked the earth. So you dressed up as ghosts and goblins in order to scare away the ghosts and the goblins. And they put food and wine on their doorsteps for the spirits of family members who'd come back to visit. It was Pope Gregory III who turned Halloween into a Christian holiday in the 8th century, or tried to get people to dress up as saints and give food to the poor. But when Irish Catholics brought the Celtic traditions to this country, Halloween became a holiday for people to let off steam by playing all sorts of practical jokes, some involving outhouses. It wasn't until much later that Halloween became a holiday for children. In 1920, the Ladies' Home Journal made the first known reference to children going door-to-door for candy. It was a universal practice by the 1950s. By the end of the 20th century, about 92% of America's children were out trick-or-treating. It's the birthday of the poet John Keats, born in London, 1795. He was just starting out as a poet in 1818 when he learned that his brother was dying of tuberculosis. Keats took care of his brother, who died a few weeks before Christmas. And in the wake of his brother's death, Keats moved into a duplex with a friend, and in the other half lived a beautiful 18-year-old girl named Fanny Braun, who became the love of his life. Declared his love to her just 3 weeks after meeting her, decided not to marry her until he'd secured his reputation as a great poet. And so it was his love for her that inspired him to write many of his greatest poems in just the next 6 months, including Ode on a Grecian Urn, Ode on Melancholy, Ode to a Nightingale, and to Autumn. But by that winter, Keats was already suffering the early signs of the tuberculosis he'd caught from his brother. Moved to Italy, hoping to improve his health, but only got worse. He was just 25 when he died, and it took about 25 years after his death before people began to pay attention to his work. John Keats, who said poetry should strike the reader as a wording of his own highest thoughts and appear almost a remembrance. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by William Shakespeare, his sonnet number 65. Since brass, nor stone, nor earth, nor boundless sea, but sad mortality o'ersways their power, how, with this rage, shall beauty hold a plea whose action is no stronger than a flower? Oh, how shall summer's honey breath hold out against the wrackful siege of battering days, when rocks impregnable are not so stout, nor gates of steel so strong, but time decays. O fearful meditation, where, alack, shall time's best jewel from time's chest lie hid, or what strong hand can hold his swift foot back, or who his spoil of beauty can forbid? Oh, none, unless this miracle have might, that in black ink my love may still shine bright. Sonnet number 65 by William Shakespeare. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.